Ready? Hey, it's great to see everybody. Appreciate everyone coming out. Obviously, second OTA. I think there's some great competition going on out there. It was a lot better to see us push the ball down the field offensively today and get the ball down the field to some of our playmakers. That's going to be very important to our success this season. It's awesome to be able to work in the nicest facility in the nation, and our guys are really enjoying being out here, and the fields are manicured, and the locker room's beautiful. I know everyone here got a tour of it, so we're very fortunate to be here and work in this beautiful facility. And like I said, it's been awesome for our offense to be able to go up against the number one defense in the National Football League that has really good players. They're well coached, and they have great scheme. Yeah, towards the end of OTAs, when you get into the mandatory camp, and I start getting a better feel for the guys, I'll know what routes guys run well. And it's hard to tell that all the time when you watch games. Okay, you want to see guys do it in person on the field. So, as OTAs go along here, I think I'll have a better understanding of that as we go along.
Stephon was saying that he loves that you're kind of like this upbeat energy guy, and he kind of feeds off that.
Yeah.
Is this the time of year to figure that out, like especially with guys like him?
Well, I'll tell you, with him, he's got about as much energy as I have, which is a lot. So, and that's a good thing. I mean, we kind of feed off each other. We get each other going. And, that's just the way I know how to operate on the field. And I want guys to have fun out here, but at the same time be competitive and learn and get better each day. It was weird this year because when I was in Philly – 2 years ago, we had a lot of the Vikings offense in our cutups. This year was not so much. So it was, more the tape study I had of the Vikings was when I got here. The tape doesn't do that justice. And his ball skills are fantastic, and the way he tracks the football in the air. And I mean, you guys saw him make that deep ball catch down here, and his ball skills, his football skills are really, really good.
How different has it been for you this time around coming in ahead of the quarterback and kind of getting the last few months, system in place where it's ready to go, at least in the beginning stages when he's here, instead of almost that catch-up route?
Sure. Yeah, it's been great. And obviously, when you coach a guy like Kirk Cousins, a guy that wants to come in with the ground running, it makes it a lot easier as a coach. And he's been, in the building, studying at home, using his iPad, maximizing all of his time here. Maximizing every second that's allowed in the CBA. So, we're fortunate to have a guy like that is that competitive, that team-oriented, and is ready to go every day.
Skill-wise on the field, what stood out to you about Kirk?
The ball jumps off his hand better than I expected, to be quite honest with you. He can drive the football the perimeter. And you need that to play quarterback in the National Football League. You have to drive the football to the perimeter. So, I knew he had a strong arm coming in here, but I didn't know he'd be able to drive it as well as he does. And he's got a very compact release. The ball just jumps off his hand, and it's because he's got a short stroke back, and all those things you look for in good quarterbacks.
How did last year's experience going to the Super Bowl help prepare you now to be the guys who
are
calm, place in big situations?
It helped. I mean, and it helped a lot. And what really helps, I've done the job before, and done the job on a team where you really had to manufacture yards and find ways to get guys open. And was it a great situation at the time? No. Was it perfect? No. But at the same time, I think it really helped you prepare how to coach. And when you did get that opportunity where you do have guys that maybe are the next, step up in terms of ability, I think it helps you, take some of those ideas that you had to manufacture yards and feed the ball in their hands. So I think more so the fact that, I've done this job before helped more than anything.
Notice an adjustment for Kirk in terms of the speed at which you guys are doing things here?
Sure, there's an adjustment anytime you change offenses. Anytime somebody else is teaching it, anytime somebody else is snapping you the football, there's always a learning curve when it comes to those things, throwing to new wideouts. So I think you saw, I wouldn't say we were rusty yesterday offensively, but it wasn't our best effort. And the thing about it is, I liked the fact that there were no balls on the ground today in terms of the snaps with the first group. I don't think we had a drop. I got to go and watch the tape. I thought the protection, again, for 2 days in a row was really, really good. So, sure, there's going to be adjustment anytime you have all those new factors involved.
Third one.
fact, I think it's all those things. I mean, I want guys that want the football. That doesn't bother me one bit. As long as it doesn't affect the team, you know, I want guys that want the ball. I want guys that have some swag to them. I want guys that are passionate. I want guys that have energy. Okay, that's because that's I try to lead that way. And, like, demanding the football is different than wanting the football. And so as long as it doesn't affect the team, I want guys that want the ball.
Talked about getting the ball on field, pass to Diggs today. Is that a big emphasis with your offense, trying to stretch it?
I think you're always trying to, you know, create explosive pass gains. You know, whether it be a screen, you know, or wide receiver screen where you get a lead block right on a corner and you throw it to Thielen or Diggs or Treadwell or whoever, and you let them make a play, make a guy miss, or like you just said, get a chunk play just like that. So I think there's a lot of different ways to create explosive pass gains, and we're going to do as many as we can.
What have you seen? I know Dalvin's still getting his legs under him. What have you seen from him already?
Yeah, you know, all he's done is individual and you know, some route work. But you do see the explosiveness. It's coming back. I mean, you see the explosiveness. The thing we've tried to work with Dalvin coming in here is getting him outside the numbers a little bit and getting him out wide and getting him comfortable out there, because we want our skill guys, our best players and all of our players, okay, to be able to line up anywhere. Because the more jobs you can do and the more places you can line up, it eliminates decision-making for the quarterback before he gets the ball in his hand. Okay, it gives you man zone indicators. It gives you rotation indicators, all those things that you're looking for the quarterback to help him slow the game down for himself. So, you know, we need guys to be able to do a lot of jobs and a lot of jobs well.
Last couple.
What do you hope to see with the offensive line as you continue to kind of install some more combinations and work through a bunch of guys over the next 2 months?
Sure. Well, first off, the protection, like I said, the last 2 days has been really, really good. So obviously all five of those guys work cohesively very well as a unit. So we want to continue that. And then, you know, hey, we may move a guy here, around here and there, and experiment with a few things. You know, we'll talk about that as an offensive staff as we go. I'll talk about that with Coach Zimmer. But obviously you want to be ready for any situation that arises during the season in terms of whether you have an injury, whatever, suspension, a guy misses a game for a personal reason, you never know. So you want to have guys ready for all five spots. And we're going to have the best five guys on the field, okay? Best five guys are going to be on the field. Hey, appreciate everyone. Thanks.